This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good Tuesday morning, Rockaholics. Hope everyone is having a lovely start to the day.
It's only Tuesday.
Does it feel like the longest week already?
I'm ready to go home.
This morning when I woke up, though, there was a symphony of coyotes out in somewhere in the woods, and I think they know that there's 7 new chickens at my house, you guys.
I was about to say, they realize that dinner is served.
Well, then, of course, the puppy hears them, so then the puppy is going bananas, and then my biggest concern is, don't wake up this child, or I will murder this dog, you know? Like, you don't want the kid to wake up at 4 a.m. That's the absolute worst. So I had to hold the dog's mouth closed a little bit. He's just whining and whining and whining. He knew they were out there.
Did you put the collar on that beeps?
The one that you have.
The one that I got on Amazon, and you got it too. It actually works.
What setting do you have yours at?
Setting 8.
Oh, okay. We're both at 6. Should I crank it up a little bit?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, dude, no, I think we need to crank ours down. This thing is so sensitive that when the other dogs bark, if Lulu's in the back, I mean, Lulu, if DJ's in the backyard, her it's like a dog collar that doesn't shock. I mean, it can vibrate, but we only have the beep setting.
Yes.
So it just kind of like, it just reminds her to stop barking. But then the other dogs will bark, and DJ will look at me like, dude, I didn't bark. Like, what's going on here?
I was being a good girl, Dad.
Right. The sensitivity's too high, Dad. What the hell?
I might need to experiment with the level then, because sometimes he's 90 pounds. Like, sometimes things just don't faze him. The beep is not loud enough, I don't think.
Maybe you need to put the vibrator on.
Whoa. Ooh. This is a family show, Steve.
Please don't take that out of context. That was meant so innocently.
It certainly was.
Maybe you should put the vibrator on.
Let us inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
I feel like that's a Jeopardy category for like things you don't want to say to your significant other because it outs you as being not very good in the sack.
Oh, no.
Never mind. Hey, today, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And also, it's not just a national day. It's a freaking international day. It's International Waffle Day.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And I have what could be the dumbest fact about waffle today being Waffle Day, which actually I did not know this. And I was like, this is really stupid, but kind of interesting. So did you know that Waffle House has their own record label?
Not
Kid
until
Rock's
today.
Kid Rock's not on it, but apparently it's called Waffle Records, and they make original music for their Waffle House jukeboxes. So when you go in there, the music, I mean, I haven't been to a Waffle House, but if you go inside of a Waffle House, the music that you're hearing is not like something that they just kind of curated. They actually created this music.
That's impressive.
The singer of one of the songs that they put out back in 1999, I have an example, because of course you need an example. The singer is Mary Welch Rogers, who's the wife of the co-founder, Joe Rogers, of Waffle House, which is kind of adorable. She wrote this song with a guy by the name of Garcia, who I guess also sang Pac-Man Fever. So they got a superstar to help them out. Are you ready to hear the Waffle House music?
Oh, I am excited.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on in.
Believe I will.
Coffee's good, fresh and hot. How about
cup.
Just say good morning.
Okay, I'm good enough.
I could hear Dolly Parton singing that. I could hear Dolly covering that.
She would have had to have owed like a lot of money for her to agree to do something that bad.
It was a real toe tapper.
Hey, just as a heads up, I don't know if you guys get these text messages. I've been getting them forever, and I'm glad finally that there's like a news story out there. I assume that this is a scam, but you just never know. And the way that scams work is sometimes it just try triggers something of like a moment of paranoia, like, oh crap, I do have to pay my bill. If you've been getting like these text messages saying that you owe money for like the good to go passes and like the carpool lane,
the tolls,
yeah, the Washington State Department of Transportation, let me start over again. Washington State Department of Transportation says they will never ask for payments over text. So ignore that text from Tollboy 69 or whoever it is that's sending you that text.
I definitely got a few of those. I did not click on them.
Every day, right?
And they're from like plus 63 is what they're starting as. I'm like, all right, Europe.
Come on.
I'm not with Easy Pass, okay? We got good to go here.
That was the moment where I was like, I'm smarter than you. I know I wouldn't be getting this from a plus 62 or a plus 63.
Nice try, scammers.
Now, if it was 206, I might get a little nervous. Although I've been getting every day 2-3 spam calls from some 253 numbers. And I'm just like, knock it the F off.
Yeah, I've been getting a whole bunch too, but I never answer. A sixth grade teacher in Phoenix got arrested for exposing himself in class. He was going number one into a can. And the reason that he did this, he said he didn't know who was going to cover his class if he had to go to the bathroom.
Well, that's a fair reason.
This is some audio from the parents of some of the children at the school talking about this.
This will be shocking, I guess, especially for my brother that comes to the school.
Well, upset and mad because just to find out that it was one of our schools. That's pretty sad and upsetting.
I'm proud of them for doing the right choice and not keeping it to themselves, because at the end of the day, they're still children. It's kind of crazy to think about it.
Yeah, how would you feel if Barrett came home and was like, hey, at school, our teacher...
Oh, my God.
...went number one in a can.
I'd be horrified.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
The United Airlines flight from... Okay, how pissed off would you be about this story? So there's a flight going from L.A. to Shanghai, and they turned around mid-flight. The reason being, the pilot forgot his passport. I guess they had to land in San Francisco. Again, they were originally going to Shanghai. They turn around. They land in San Francisco. And then this is the part that would piss me off. They had to wait hours before they were able to take off again. And mind you, this is like a several-hour flight as it is. I think it's like 12, 13, maybe even 14 hours to get to Shanghai. And so you're like, okay, well, they must have hooked them up with like a voucher for a free flight or something. I mean, this is the pilot's error. They shouldn't have to deal with this crap. They were given a $15 meal voucher.
Yeah.
Wow.
And passengers were told that it was a crew-related issue, but then didn't hear about the passport thing until later. That's the moment where I would be pissed off.
Oh, I'd be fired up. That is not cool.
Right?
Come by the friendly skies of United.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 65.
Oh, spring has sprung, Steve.
What the hell? This is awesome. 65 degrees and cloudy. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
How is it possible that one of the members of our show ended up performing at one of the most popular venues in New York City over the weekend? We'll find out at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Danny V flew all the way over to New York City and back in like a whirlwind trip.
I gotta say, as somebody who grew up in New York, I would love to visit my family, but the idea of doing a weekend trip to go to New York and come back with the amount of time that you spend in the air, no thank you.
It was honestly terrible.
it is, dude.
On the way back, going is not that bad. I feel like my adrenaline was going like, I'm going to get to go to New York City, go see my cousin, go do emo night, and then come back. But then that flight back, I was like, oh, we must be close to landing. Yeah, 4 hours and 45 minutes still in the air.
And I think going back, it is a little bit longer.
It is. Coming back here, it's like, oh, my God.
But yeah, I hate that moment where you're like, let me look at the tracker thing on the TV screen that's on, you know, in front of you. And then you look and you're like, we're halfway to where we are. I thought we were like maybe minutes away from landing.
Boo that pilot.
But it was totally worth it in every sense of the word of actually going. I mean, honestly, I haven't been to New York in probably 4 or 5 years. And I've only been once or twice in my life. So this decision to go and hang out in New York and do an emo night was like, it was It just kind of came to me, and it was like, I'm going to go do this.
Mm-hmm. So was there any reason? I mean, because I know like Emo Night happens every month here.
Sure.
And you DJ at Emo Night at Numo's every month and playing all the great songs that make you want to cry.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine in New York, it's a monthly thing as well.
Was this
just like a big event and that's why you wanted to be there?
No, I mean, it's kind of a mix between the two. They don't do it every month in New York City just because I think it's on the East Coast. It's just kind of saturated. They have one in Boston. They have one in New Hampshire. They have one in New York. But so
there's not a lot of people who live in New York. So I get it. Right.
But it's a quarterly thing in New York.
Gotcha.
So it's like, you know, it happens a few times a year. But it was what happened was is. They announced this one in March, and I had been wanting to go for a while. And I looked up tickets, and a round trip ticket was not that bad to go on Alaska.
Don't tell my family that.
Never mind. It was so expensive, but I just had points.
Thank you. Yes, yes. You had a GoFundMe. He sold part of his body. Yeah, aunt, uncle, you didn't hear that.
All of that. And then, one of my friends who taught me here, her name's Meredith, she also was going to be going too. And I was like, oh, well, if she's going, why don't we just make this like a family reunion and just go do Emo Night in New York? Plus, my cousin lives there, so I had a free place to stay.
That's awesome.
He was going to be in town, and I was just like, this kind of just like all lined up of like, hey, it's going to work. And so I got to go there, and it was at Webster Hall, which I had never been to Webster Hall before.
Awesome venue.
Oh my God, dude. We walked in there, and I was like, what is this place?
I feel like it's kind of like New York City's Paramount.
Kind of, yeah.
In a way, I saw Weezer there.
Yeah, it was funny. I was like walking backstage and I saw an MXPX and the Ataris like poster from when they played there a couple of years ago. And I was like, I'm with legends.
Yes.
And then I'm sharing
the same air as Mike Herrera.
Right? And then I was talking to like some of the employees and they're just telling me that it's been there since like the 1800s.
Oh, I didn't know it was that old.
It's like this historic building. And so then, you know, of course there's like, I don't know, probably 1,000 to 1,500 people that they allow in and it's just packed. And it did not kick off until 11:45.
And that's early in New York time.
Yeah!
Dude, I hated it. Like, my buddies would always be like, when I go home and like, let's meet up at this bar. I'm like, cool, what time? And I'm thinking how it is here, like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. That even feels a little late. They're like, yeah, we're thinking about meeting up around like 11. It's like, I'll be asleep by then, man. Sorry.
That's brutal.
We had a line around the building till probably 1:30 in the morning, which is when Numo Seattle Emo Night wraps up.
Right.
And people are just showing up to go out.
Well, because bars don't close until like 5.
Yeah.
Dang.
So we kicked it off and I got to DJ. And it's still just like, I'm just in shock that I was able to hang out in New York City, do an Emo Night and play music for that many people.
When you decided to make the trip to New York to go be a part of this, did you know for sure you were going to get to do a guest DJ set?
No.
Like, this was just, I'm just going to go hang out, be a part of the whole vibe, and then did this person have to go to the bathroom?
No, I mean, it was, I didn't know, but I never just want to assume.
You kind of hoped.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they have a rep that does their own thing there, and she was great. But when I got there, she was like, you just came. And so we had to do the whole setup, and I went and helped with everything. It's not like I'm just going to go and just party. So I went and helped set up, do all the decorations and stuff, and they were just like, all right, your guest set's from 1:15 to 1:45, 2 o'clock. And I was just like,
was that so surreal excited in your head? Like, you're like, I'm DJing in like the largest city, you know, I mean, I say that because I'm from there. You know, like, it's like the greatest city in the world.
No, it
in
is. A sense.
You know, I mean, it's Mecca for a lot of people to be able to perform or do anything in New York City.
I never in my life thought that I would be able to do like play music, do any kind of like event in New York City. And there I was downtown Manhattan playing all my emo favorites and singing along. And there's pictures to prove it.
And the pictures
are great.
The pictures are amazing. Like I had just an S eating grin on my face looking at your S eating grin. It was amazing.
Well, and also the greatest part too was my cousins. They don't really know what I do. They're a little older than I am, so they're like in their 50s, like, or getting close to their 50s, and
so
they're like,
old.
We're not sure if we will fit in. And I'm like, you're gonna fit in. And they came out and they stayed like champs to watch me DJ my whole set, and that just made me so happy.
That was the part that brought a big smile on my face, because I thought about my parents when they saw my band play in New York and they stayed till like 3 a.m. and I was like, it's just a battle. And I remember you saying how your cousins were like not really feeling the idea of staying out late.
Right.
And then I saw the picture of you with your cousins. I'm like, that's awesome. Like, that's the moment you hope for. Like, they get to see you do that in front of that many people.
Yeah, it made me so happy.
YOLO. 206-803.
YOLO?
YOLO, you only live once.
Did you really drop a YOLO?
I did.
I'm starting to get FOMO from this YOLO. Jeez.
206.
2012?
803, Rock. What about you, Rockaholics? Based on Danny's awesome event over the weekend, we want you to fill in this statement. I am still in shock that I got to do blank. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Audio Slave.
The Daily Mix Show.
We want you to complete this sentence. I'm still in shock that I got to do blank. 206-803-ROCK. Alan from Seattle, what are you still in shock about?
Morning, guys. So when I got out of the Navy, me and my best friend Michael drove up to Richmond, Virginia to see Rise Against at the National.
Okay.
And they had no crowd surfing, no moshing. That was well posted. Well, there was also no security. So I looked at Michael and said, I'm going on stage, bro.
Wait, I love that there's like this big rule. No crowd surfing, no moshing, no fun, but also no security. So, you know, honor system.
Yeah, there was none, right? And I was younger. I was in my 20s, and I was a little inebriated. So I got up during Savior, and I ran up to Tim, and he put his arm around me, and he let me sing the chorus.
What? Dude, yeah. That must have been awesome.
And then I stage dove off and got immediately escorted.
Oh, so then the security showed up.
It was worth it.
I was going to say, is it worth seeing the band do an entire set or being kicked out, but you got to sing along to one of their like biggest hits and also just got to be on stage and have a moment with the lead singer, but that meant that the concert was going to be shortened?
Yeah, I'd seen him a few,
yep,
like 10 times before then, so I was just like, I'm going for it. And I'm going to see him in a couple weeks, thanks to you guys.
Yeah, next, I think it's, what, a week from yesterday?
Today.
Or maybe today, a week,
yeah,
from today.
Oh, yeah, a week, all right.
Oh, my gosh,
well, Alan.
Alan,
I feel like you need to have another duet with Tim from Rising.
Yeah.
Do it.
See if we can hook that up.
Dude, that's so awesome. They're right, such a great live band, too.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this show.
And Papa Roach, too. I gotta go.
I don't want to go too.
Yeah, I gotta go. I don't care. It's gonna be a late night, but I gotta go.
You know what? If it's a late night for all three of us, we'll get through it together.
Dude, speaking of Rise Against, and this is actually, I'm shocked that I got to witness this. So my wife and I, this is back when we were dating, we went to Portland to go see them at the Roseland. And we went with a couple of my wife's friends and my friends as well, Jenny and Tyler, awesome people, right? So the four of us all going, double date going, we got a hotel, all that stuff. So we're getting ready for the concert. And then all of a sudden, people they're not going to be like, look out the window, look out the window. I look out the window, and there's like, I don't know, whatever hotel we were at, but across was like a condos.
Oh, yeah.
And there must have been like a penthouse because they had like a hot tub. These two people were having sex.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know why, but it just got me. I was like so fired up. Like, this is amazing. We weren't watching for very long, but long enough probably if they saw us, it would be awkward. But
you're just waving. Hi. You're doing great.
Bang. I'm sure other people were also watching. And I'm sure that maybe is like the thrill for them. I don't know. But like, it's like, that's a poor place to have a hot tub and want to get randy when you know there's a hotel right across the street from you.
I mean, some people are exhibitionists, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, some
yeah.
people like the performance.
Yeah, I got a feeling that we weren't the first hotel goers that have seen those two have some fun. But whenever I think of Rise Against, I think of the random person having sex with another random person.
That is, what a delight. Well, that's awesome. How you kick off the night, for sure.
I like this text message. I'm still in shock that I beat Migs. Kidding. Wasn't shocked at all. I dominated Migs.
Wow.
I don't need to, like, you know, kink shame me for that. Jeez, man.
Well, if they want another shot at it, they could actually call right now to try to beat Migs.
I will dominate them back.
206-803-ROCK is the number. And Steve, your record right now is 89 wins, 40 losses, and 23 ties in 2025. Again, 206-803-ROCK. And we will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
1 week from Thursday, April 4th, Seattle Rock Day, returns to the KISW airwaves. It is our annual celebration of all things Seattle music. And for the sixth year in a row, we are so proud to be supporting SMASH, which is Seattle Musicians' Access to Sustainable Healthcare. They help local musicians with all sorts of access to healthcare. And you can give back by making a donation right now at KISW.com.